Why letting go of stress can change your heart. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. It's well known that people who are short-tempered or easily depressed have a higher risk of heart disease and stroke. The question is why? Recently, psychiatrist Edward Suarez and his colleagues at Duke University Medical Center uncovered an important clue. They found that people with angry, hostile, or depressive tendencies have higher levels of C-reactive protein, a measure of inflammation in the arteries.
Interestingly enough, it appeared that those individuals who showed all three variables, meaning that they were hostile, they responded frequently with anger, and had signs of depression that showed the highest levels of C-reactive protein.
What's more, the effect was independent of any other risk factors like obesity, high cholesterol, smoking, or even family history. Dr. Suarez says the inflammation comes from long-term exposure to stress hormones. If you're vulnerable to stress, Dr. Suarez says it's important to figure out what pushes your buttons so you can learn to respond more calmly.
These are patterns of behavior embedded in our personality that may take a good effort, a very good effort, over a long period of time to change, but they can be changed.
The results could literally add years to your life. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.